The United States has announced an increase in its contributions to the International Committee of the Red Cross, but U.S. officials deny the funding is intended specifically to alleviate the effects of war in Iraq. The latest U.S. donation of $9 million to the International Committee of the Red Cross raises its contributions to the humanitarian agency to more than $29 million over the past 5 months. A spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, Nada Domani, says the agency has not yet asked for funds specifically for Iraq, despite the preparations it is making in case of war there.
The U.S. funding so far is $29 million for the regular appeal, which has nothing to do with the exceptional appeal that we will launch for Iraq in case conflict starts. And we will only launch it in case war starts, not before that.
Ms. Domani did not state how much money the Red Cross would seek for its humanitarian efforts should war break out in Iraq. However, she did say that the agency's Director General, Angelo Gnadiger, met Iraqi Foreign Minister Naji Sabri in Baghdad last week to discuss preparations for a possible armed conflict there.
We have stepped up, reinforced our logistics bases in the neighboring countries in terms of human resources, but also we have pre-positioned some stocked food, non-food, and medical in the neighboring countries, but also in Iraq. The idea is to be able to respond to the most urgent needs in what concern war wounded, but also to be able to provide water, drinkable water for the population, but also for hospitals, and assist internally displaced people.
Ms. Domani said the Red Cross would also assist prisoners of war. She says the agency has enough food to aid 150,000 Iraqis in the first week of war. The Red Cross has maintained a permanent presence in Iraq since 1980. Its work includes projects to help repair Iraq's water and sanitation systems, as well as its hospitals and health centers. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Geneva.